Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a very, very chilly Monday morning. How are you this morning? We're here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Frozen to death.
Oh my gosh, I'm such a wimp with the cold. Really, yeah. I really am.
When you live in Florida for 25 years, I think
spoiled.
Your blood does really thin. I think there's a lot to be said for it.
It's true, because I lived in New York City for almost 15 years, and I remember not being that bothered by the cold, but you had 4 months to get used to it, and you had the clothes for it.
Yeah.
I don't really have the clothes for it anymore.
I lived in Nebraska for many years.
And ooh, that's cold.
Yeah. This weather like this on a winter day would be beautiful. In
right.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, this is great.
You go out and play golf.
This is great. Yeah. I heard a friend of mine was telling me it's going to get to minus 24 as an actual temperature this
week. With wind chill, I believe. Yeah.
No, this was without wind chill in upper New York State.
Oh.
Unbelievable. I can't even imagine that.
I remember one winter, the first winter that I lived in Nebraska, the wind chill factor got to minus 50.
Wow.
Literally, it froze your face after a couple of minutes outside.
That would be so scary in a way. That's just like instant freeze.
I would think half hour in that weather and you couldn't survive.
Yeah, sadly, they said they lost a couple people in New York City overnight last night. So I saw in the early morning news and I thought, gosh, that's just... Can't even imagine. I feel very blessed that I have a nice warm place that I live in. So very cozy.
Yes.
So.
Yes, you have to feel for those poor homeless people that, fortunately, we have lots of shelters.
We do. I was going to say, all the shelters
are. So they have the ability, thank goodness.
They are open, so definitely there are some resources here for folks. So that's the good news.
Yes.
So this weekend, I was looking for you Friday night.
I was there, yes.
I know. The opera, Pensacola Opera.
We were just talking before the show that it was, I was looking for the right description. I mean, it was phenomenal. It was
Verdi's La Traviata.
I was going to say the best performance that Pensacola Opera has put on. I don't know if I should say that, but it's certainly one of the best. It was incredibly good.
The sets were amazing. The costumes were amazing. But the singings, there were moments that were just spectacular. Really.
Yes.
I was so proud of everybody. I mean, it was a professional, high quality production.
Oh, yes.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. The voices were incredible.
Oh, yeah. The chorus was great.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, I don't know. It was amazing to me that they only do two shows in a week. I wish they would do a couple of weekends so more people could see it.
Yeah.
I know it's not possible, really, vocally and all that, but...
The problem is that you cannot sell enough tickets to pay for the production, so it has to be sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
If even with a sold-out house, that is not enough to cover the cost, to bring in the artists.
Right.
Rent the Sanger.
Because there are professional artists that they bring in to the repertoire, the company that's here, to join them. So it was amazing. I was really, and it was long, about 3 hours, actually.
Yes, she did take a little while to die. But that's the opera.
The whole third act, an hour.
Yeah.
And she would collapse on the bed. I think, oh, it's over. One more aria. One more aria. Well, the woman that played the lead role, and I apologize, I don't have my program in front of me, but she was just lovely.
One of the amazing things about opera is that when the heroine dies at the end, she has this beautiful, voluminous voice, and she's dying.
Right. Exactly.
But you got to look beyond that.
Oh. Well, we got a nice text this morning from Janet. She says, morning, Meg and Malcolm. My friend and I enjoyed the opera. Thanks.
Oh, great.
Because we gave some tickets out for this.
Oh, wonderful.
So that was really nice. So I did too. I thought it was wonderful. If you've got a comment this morning or want to chime in, we'll be talking about the community, Ballinger Publications. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm.
There were... three wonderful voices. I should just say that.
Yes.
It was. I think that's what makes the performance stand out is that everybody that sang had an excellent voice.
No doubt about it. My favorite was the gentleman who played the father.
Yes, the baritone.
He obviously was an older man, had clearly had a lot of operatic experience.
Yes.
So you could tell, I mean, he just was a good actor, wonderful singer. He really commanded the stage.
Yes.
But his voice, he was a baritone.
Yes.
And his voice, I could just close my eyes and listen to him sing.
Yes.
He was something. But I thought she did a great job. She was very, very good. And all the supporting characters were
yes.
good.
Yes.
Because you always hate that you get if you have a weak link. But there really were no weak links, I didn't think.
For our listeners out there, if you've never been to the opera, you should go at least once. It is a wonderful experience. And you might not get hooked completely, but you will enjoy the performance.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like live theater. I know you've said it many times.
That's my heart, so.
And you'll enjoy it. And, you know, if you have some younger folks in the family, take them, expose them to the arts.
I was surprised there were quite a few young people there.
Oh, yes.
On Friday night. And the thing is that to me, I mean, I still love TV and Netflix and all that kind of stuff, but I still say there's nothing better than seeing a movie in a movie theater where you're completely immersed in the experience. And there's nothing better than the live stage, because there's an energy that happens between the audience and the actors that cannot be replaced. Every show's different. Every show has a little bit of difference to it. And that's true for musicals and opera as well.
Yes.
It's really unique. And the audience really was into it Friday night, I felt like. There's a lot of positive energy.
I looked around me. I didn't see anybody look at their phone.
When they start coughing a lot.
Yes.
That's always
and
a sign.
I didn't see any heads bobbing.
Right, right. No sleepers.
And, I mean, they were totally immersed in
it. Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was, I don't think I'm overstating when I say it was a night to remember.
Well, hats and off maybe to everybody with
maybe
Pensacola
I do need
opera.
To revise what I said earlier. Maybe it was the best production. Maybe we've reached new heights.
That's great.
It was incredible.
I think it's great. Well, and we just want to congratulate Corey and everybody there, all the staff and the team and the people that pull it together. Mm-hmm. The set was phenomenal. I know they bring that in from other opera companies, but boy, oh boy, the costumes were something else. They were just gorgeous.
The set, I think, I've noticed this before, that if the set is really a good set, really, what's the right way to say it? But if it's impactful.
Mm-hmm. The tone.
Yeah, it sets the tone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, if you missed it, we are sorry that you missed it, because it really was a great experience. The next one up is Oklahoma. Which should be a lot of fun, because most people are very familiar with the music from that show.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun, because I'm really curious to see how the opera treats that, because it's a musical, Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, so it'll be interesting to hear it with operatic voices.
It's, I don't want to offend anybody, but it's rather like a Broadway show, but with better voices.
Okay, I'm not even going to go there. On that note.
You're not going to take the bait?
No. I'm not going to take the bait. But hats off and kudos to all our friends at the Pensacola Opera, because it takes a lot of work, a lot of volunteers, and the folks at the Sanger. They all do a super job.
Yes.
So we'll be back to talk about more things on Pep Talk, and you can always text in at 850-437-1620. Malcolm Ballinger's here with Ballinger Publishing. We'll be back in just a minute. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And we have some tickets to give away, not to the opera this time, but something kind of in a whole nother genre, which would be ice hockey. And Malcolm, you said you had some Ice Flyers tickets to give away today?
Well, it's kind of like music on ice. Ice Flyers.
Sort of, except for the fights. I don't know. I mean, it is drama. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of drama. So, and they do such a great job with the Ice Flyers, with the family things that they do, and there's always a theme night and that kind of thing. So you said you had four tickets to give away this morning. Is that right?
Actually, well, we have two sets of four.
Two sets of, oh my goodness. Okay.
We have Friday.
What are the dates for this?
Friday, January 30th, next Friday. This coming Friday.
Okay, this Friday.
We had this discussion before, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
This coming Friday.
I'll believe it's already the end of January. Today is the 26th, so this Friday would be the 30th.
And then we have tickets for Saturday, January 31st, which is this coming Saturday.
So for both Friday and Saturday night. So you want to give Friday away first? We'll do Friday night
first? Yeah, we'll do Friday first. It is 80s night.
That sounds like fun.
So I imagine you dress up in what, flared pants and
the '80s.
What did we wear in the '80s?
I was in New York City, so I was in a whole nother genre up there. Lots of black because Madonna. Remember with all the black and
yes.
I wanted to look like Madonna, so I was wearing all that stuff with the hair. And
I remember those days.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to give away four tickets for the Ice Flyers, Pensacola Ice Flyers, for this Friday night. That's January 30th, and we have a question, Malcolm. What do you want them? What is the word of the day? What should they text in?
I hadn't even thought about it, but I'll think quickly on my feet while I say that. You need to text in your name, of course.
Yes. And your email.
Email address.
Okay.
Or phone number. Well, actually, email address for sure.
Okay.
And
I've got the phone number because it comes in on a text.
Okay. And I will email the tickets to you.
Okay.
Electronic tickets.
So it makes it really easy.
Yes.
For you. Okay. So all you have to do now, and I would say, why don't we do the artist we just mentioned from the 80s? Just said her name.
Oh, that's a good question.
So it's the name of the famous 80s artist who was the number one singer, all the videos, all the dancing, all that good stuff. You know who she is. If you can give us her name and
I met her once. I should tell
you
the story
really?
Sometime. Yes,
I want to hear that story.
Yeah.
Okay, 850-437-1620, and we'll have the third, fourth, fifth, what do you think?
Oh, no, first.
The first person to come
fastest.
In. The fastest
one
in
with the fingers.
With the magic word of the artist in the 80s. And already we have a winner.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. That was quick. Okay. Congratulations to Steve Seibert. He got it right. Madonna. We were just talking about her. So, Steve, you are the winner of the four tickets to the Ice Flyers for this Friday night. Compliments of Ballinger Publishing. And I will send you the information on that in a little bit after the show. So I'll follow up with you after the show. But you've got the tickets. Congratulations.
Congrats.
So we did have some other folks that texted in right after Steve, so I'm so sorry, but he was quick on the draw.
Well,
so we're going to be doing it again, right?
We'll do it again in the next half hour.
Okay.
So be ready.
All right. Malcolm is going to stick around with me this morning until 10:30. So in the next half hour from 10 to 10:30, we'll give away four more tickets to the Pensacola Ice Flyers, and that will be for the Saturday night. And do we know what that night's going to be? You said?
It is Mardi Gras night.
Oh, there you go. Mardi Gras night for Saturday.
So get out your beads and
that sounds
colorful
like
scarves and hats and
that sounds
whatever.
Wonderful. All right, I want to hear the Madonna story now. You teased that you had met her.
I was trying to remember the year. It would be, it would be in the 90s, I think.
Okay.
I used to do business with a company, make a long story very short, but the gentleman that I knew very well, his neighbor was the young lady that was the lead dancer with Madonna.
Oh, how
long
interesting.
Long story short.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went to the concert in the Silver Dome in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And afterwards, he took us into the back backstage to meet Madonna.
Oh, how cool.
And all the performers. And I always remember she was absolutely, she had put everything into the performance.
Oh.
I mean, she was just drained.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If anybody out there ever saw a Madonna show, you know what I mean. I mean, it was constant.
Yes, she was dancing through the whole thing and, I mean, just everything.
And said hi and how are you? And, you know, it's kind of awkward. You know? I mean, she's clearly drained and you didn't want to, but I shook her hand and said hi. And,
that's really neat.
Yeah.
That is neat.
Yeah.
Oh, was she as beautiful in person?
Well, she was kind of sweaty. But
post-show.
But still clearly very beautiful.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. She had that, just whatever your opinion is about Madonna, but she had the charisma and the talent at just the right time.
Yes.
I mean, unbelievable. When I think back on all of that now, I just kind of roll my eyes. But boy, we were all, it was kind of the Taylor Swift of the day.
that's a good description.
Back then, she was the thing. You know, she was it for a lot of people. So it's really fun. Well, that's neat, and that was a great question. So we'll be doing this again for the Ice
Flyers. We should also talk about downtown.
Yes,
a little bit. One of the things that I think concerned the Sanger and concerned Pensacola Opera and concerns a lot of businesses is the construction.
Yes,
was it really going to cause a problem with parking, et cetera, et cetera? Well, I have to say that everything seemed to really go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I was bringing a friend, and normally she's a little bit older, so I would always, you know, drop her off in front. And so I was concerned, and we left very, very early to get there. And we really didn't need to, because they did have the sidewalks were clear. Mm-hmm. We parked at the parking garage that's over there on Balin and just walked over, and they had it was right there. They had a little pathway across the street, and it was seemed fine and didn't look like anybody was having any issues. I mean, there were a lot of folks that came in right at curtain, but that might have been the crowd that was upstairs, possibly. But
yeah,
but well, it was a full house.
There's always a few that wander in.
the latecomers. Yes. But parking wasn't an issue.
Babysitter was late, whatever the reasons.
Right. I never get mad at them. I figure there's always a good reason. Mm. So,
but I have to say that clearly the construction is affecting the downtown restaurants.
That's true.
I don't think... it's no way to sugarcoat it. It's definitely hurt the businesses. Again, I've said many times on the show, many of the businesses, you don't even have to go onto Palafox Street. You can come in
the back door. Way. Yes, the back way. The parking's in the back.
From the wine bar and Global Grill and all of those.
Yeah.
So don't be scared away by the headlines.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's plenty of places to park. All the city street parking is free.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah. So
take advantage of it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and Malcolm Ballinger, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and I'm Meg. They just talked about me on the little commercial there. Those are kind of fun. Mm. Those are new. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, and we just gave away some tickets to the Ice Flyers, and we've got more tickets to give away in the next half hour, so stick around. You may be able to win 4 tickets to this Saturday night's, I was getting ready to say performance, game, Saturday night's game of the Ice Flyers, and it's going to be, what did you say?
Mardi Gras night.
That's right, Mardi Gras night. That'll be a lot of fun.
Tip, remember that it's Mardi Gras night.
Why?
Just no particular reason.
Okay.
Just remember.
Just a heads up, just in case. Well, when we come back this next half hour, I have to tell you about the fun time I had. Speaking of Mardi Gras, we had the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Kids and Critters Parade this past Saturday. So we don't have enough time right now, but I'll tell you more about that. That's got to be cuteness overload for me. There were so many cute entries in that. Little kids. This is for the little kids to celebrate Mardi Gras. You would have fit right in.
Well, I'm a kid at heart.
That's what I'm saying. You would have fit right in. So,
talking about Mardi Gras, I think maybe I mentioned it last week, but Tuesday night we went down Palafox Street. They're doing the Mardi Gras. I'm trying to think of
the Tuesday line. Is that
what
it's called?
Yes,
Tuesday line. Yeah,
and they go up one side with the. You know, the band. And
yeah, they were dancing and stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, little things like that make the difference.
Well, they're deliberately doing that to support the businesses.
Yes.
To try to get folks down there on Tuesday nights in the middle of the week.
Yes.
To come down and do the dancing and the singing and then go have a couple cocktails, maybe a little dinner or something and make a night of it.
Mm.
Which is a great idea, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do that year round.
That's a good thought, yes.
Well, we have gallery night, which is always fun.
Mm.
On Friday nights. So that's a good thing.
Oh, are we getting played out?
Yes, that's our cue to wrap things up. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. When we come back, Malcolm is going to stick around this morning and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the Mardi Gras celebrations that were at the beach, plus what's coming up. So we'll have to get our calendars out and give away 4 more tickets to the Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Yes.
All right, this is Pep Talk.
You were on a roll there, right?
Monday, Monday, so good to me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk on a Monday morning. Pep Talk is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And Malcolm Ballinger is here on Monday. She's kind enough to hang out with me for another half hour this morning, and I appreciate that. Must be too cold for our other guests to come in. I was thinking this morning when I left, I was crossing my fingers. I said, I hope Malcolm comes in and he's not afraid of the cold. But you're here, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, when you've driven through blizzards and...
Right?
you know, a foot of snow.
It's a little different.
This is kind of fairly easy.
Yeah, this is nothing. Yeah, our snowbirds are laughing at us.
Yes.
I came in looking like Nanook of the North. I had my gloves on and my furry hat and 10 layers of clothes on this morning. So, well, speaking of cold, it's kind of chilly in the Bay Center when they have a little Pensacola ice flowers going on, right? So you got to wear a little...
Yeah, those who win the tickets this week, make sure that you dress up...
Dress warm.
Yeah, dress warm.
Yeah.
However, once the game starts and you start jumping up and down
and yelling
and doing the arm thing when we score, there must be a name for it. But the
the arm thing,
the arm, like you're pumping.
I don't know. I'm afraid to say what it looks like.
if anybody out there knows the name of it.
Okay. It's a gesture that happens when they score.
When they score, yes.
Okay. All right.
When the ice flies score, of course.
Speaking of corrections, I want to thank one of our listeners who we were talking earlier about the Tuesday night event that's going on right now in downtown to support our downtown businesses as we go through this construction project. And the Tuesday night downtown event's called the Second Line. That's a tradition. Mardi Gras tradition. And I said the Tuesday night line. It's the Second Line. So thank you. Thank you for keeping us straight. Absolutely.
They keep us honest and straight.
Absolutely. I appreciate it very much. So we've got 4 tickets to give away for Saturday night.
Saturday night.
And?
Yeah. And I have a good question.
And this is a Mardi Gras night.
Oh.
Oh, did I do it?
Oh.
Oh, no.
I gave you a clue earlier.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Now I've got to think of another one.
Oh, no.
Well, I tell you what,
we'll do it anyway.
We'll do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Meg just gave you the darn answer.
Sorry.
You have to text in your name and email address to win 4 tickets for Saturday night. My tickets, anybody who's used them in the past knows they are great seats.
Okay.
All I ask in return is that you just cheer and shout and
have a good time.
Stamp your feet and have a good time.
850-437-1620.
You have to answer this very difficult question.
What's the question?
What is the theme of the night?
What is the theme of
the night?
The
theme of the night.
For Saturday night. It's a toughie because I just gave it away.
Yeah.
All right. The first one in was Dave Pingleton. So congratulations, Dave. You got it right, Mardi Gras. So now you
he could hardly get it wrong when you tell him the answer.
Well, you know, you don't want to make it too... Look, it's Monday and it's cold.
Yeah, okay.
So we need to give our listeners a break, okay? Yeah. Make it easy for them. So Dave, congratulations. I'll be sending you an email in just a little bit with all the details, but it's pretty simple. We've got your email, and Malcolm, you said you'll be emailing the tickets to him, correct?
Yes, I will email them today.
Okay, super. So congratulations to Steve and Dave. They both won tickets. Steve won the tickets for Friday night and Dave won the tickets for Saturday night. And you'll be giving those away throughout the year, throughout the season, correct?
Yes, yes.
So be sure and listen on Monday mornings because we're pretty much every week we've been giving away those tickets.
I did see that on, it was Saturday, Wiener Dog Night.
Was that this past Saturday?
This past Saturday.
Oh, did you go?
No, I didn't. I gave my tickets away.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was a sellout.
No kidding.
Over 8,000 people.
Wow. Really? That's amazing.
That is lots of fun. I can see why.
But the wiener dogs, what did they bring out? The little dogs?
The little dogs. And they have to race across the ice. And you can imagine all the antics that they get up to. Some don't want to leave their owners.
Aww.
Some beeline for other dogs. Do circles. And it's really... Organized chaos.
But it's pretty darn cute, though.
And
speaking of cuteness overload, I had the privilege of emceeing the Pensacola Beach Kids and Critters Parade on Saturday. And they do it in the Casino Beach parking lot. And it's not like a big car parade. This is just little kids and dogs and critters walking around. And they walk in a big parade right in the middle of the parking lot. I got to tell you, Malcolm, to see these are little kids, you know, the toddlers dressed up for Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And then to see people that came in with wagons and decorated them and put their pets and dogs were dressed up with Mardi Gras and had Mardi Gras collars. But they had a goat. And I didn't know this, but this is a house goat. This goat actually is a domesticated pet that lives with the family in the house.
Hmm.
I know.
Interesting.
But it was little. Like it looked like a little mini goat. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
So it was a little goat. We also had a sheep in the parade, which was kind of fun. So that's why they call it the Kids and Critters Parade, because it was everything goes. And we had Jesse, who was with one of the horses, a quarter horse with our Pensacola, Escambia County posse, and it was just a wonderful. We had participation from Dancingly Yours. Manette Hodges, who has been running that dance organization for many years. They did a demo. We had kids karaoke. So we had the little ones singing karaoke, and a woman came up to me afterwards. She said, "Oh, Meg, it was so cute." And she said, "It was just ear splitting."
Is that good?
Well, it is what it is. I said, "That's a good, nice way to say it." But those little kids were so
as long as they have
excited
fun.
And proud of themselves and you know, pretending to be rock stars and stuff. It was really cute. So look for that event next year. And then, of course, look for the Pensacola Beach Big Mardi Gras Parade, which is coming up in February. And I was just getting ready to check the date. I want to say February 3rd, whatever that 3rd or 4th. I have to look it up for y'all. But we got lots of Mardi Gras events coming up. Full swing, right? We're in the season now. Lots of crew balls over the weekend I saw on Facebook.
We will soon be in February.
Yeah.
And, of course, that means Pensacon.
Oh, that's right. Coming up.
Yeah.
That's right. So we've got the Pensacola, the Mardi Gras, the Pensacola, well, we're talking about dogs, the fifth annual Paw de Gras. This is Pensacola's version of the Kids Parade, the Kids and Critters Parade. That's going to be on February 1st. So that will be a lot of fun, and that'll be in downtown Pensacola. So look for that. If you have a pet, you can dress up your dog and take him out for Paw de Gras, which will be a lot of fun. So that's coming up. And I'm looking now, I want to find the calendar. One of the best calendars around is the Visit Pensacola calendar. If you go to visitpensacola.com, they have a pretty current, they do a good job of updating all the events there, and you can find everything you need in terms of what's coming up. And I'm going to look up, I want to get that date for you for the Beach Mardi Gras Parade, which is coming right up.
While you do that, a reminder about Mardi Gras Mambo, which is February the 12th.
Oh, how fun. Now tell me, what is that? What is that?
That is at the Bay Center.
Uh-huh.
And it
that's the big party, right?
Waka Flocka Flame. I'm not familiar with that gentleman. But
okay.
I'm sure. And also the Yin Yang Twins.
Oh, okay. That should be fun.
So, should be lots of fun.
Yeah, and that's at the Civic Center, right?
Yeah.
At the Bay Center, I mean.
Well, Bay Center.
Bay Center, sorry. Bay Center.
I'm going to be exposed to a different kind of music, which I guess I should be. I watch a lot of opera. I should broaden my horizons a little.
Well, if you're encouraging folks to go to opera that might normally see these bands, then you got to,
reciprocate.
Reciprocate, exactly. Yeah. All right, so we have Second Line Tuesday coming up on February 3rd, and then we have the big event that you were just talking about. And I'm looking for the actual parade here. Hang on a minute. I should know the date. I'm sorry, I don't.
I think it isn't it the 2nd, am I?
That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm just looking here. Okay. But all of the Mardi Gras celebrations, it's fun that Pensacola has embraced all of this and the spirit of the events. And it's just a lot of fun. So if you've never participated in it before, I encourage you to come out to some of these events, because it really is. It's just fun.
Yes.
It's just fun. So tell me now, we've got Downtown Crowd has a lot of the events in it, which is a good resource for events.
Yes.
Also, Pensacola Magazine is out now, the January issue.
By the way, on page 2 of Downtown Crowd, there is a list of some of the artists that will be at Pensacon.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I want to get back to that for a second, because it is such a huge economic driver for downtown.
And they're already selling the tickets. I think they've already sold out of the VIP tickets.
I believe so.
And that is coming up. The dates are February 20th through the 22nd. Mm. So you do need to get your tickets now for that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll fill you in on some more of the events coming up in Pensacola. Right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here, keeping me company this morning. And we've been talking about some of the events. You can check on visitpensacola.com. You can also look on our website for all the upcoming events as well at newsradio923.com. Of course, our sister station, Cat Country, is always 98.7. They will be out in force for the Mardi Gras Parade, and we always have a great time with it.
I shall probably be there.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, boy. I can't believe it. Next Sunday is the 1st, or this Sunday is the 1st, so all the events really start kicking off that first couple weeks in February. So in the meantime, however, we are dealing with some record cold in the Pensacola area. And Malcolm has several publications with Ballinger Publishing, which I enjoy every month, Downtown Crowd, and also Pensacola Magazine. And one of the things in the magazine, Malcolm, that I saw, that I referenced actually as I saw this cold weather coming, on the very last page, the last article, is cold weather home comfort hacks. These are some really good tips on, you know, our houses aren't really insulated for this kind of weather. I mean, we're summertime, folks. Yeah. We're more about the air conditioning. So this has some good tips on here. That
I think it was last week we mentioned about a smart thermostat. I have
You have
which
one,
which is geofenced, so when I'm 2 miles away from home, it reduces the temperature to preset. I think I have heat set on 72 while I'm home, and when I'm away at 65.
So this is so cool, because when you leave the house, it reduces the temperature.
Correct.
That's amazing.
And then when I come back into the 2 mile radius, it notifies me that I'm almost home. And
that is so cool. Do you have to like completely change your whole AC system to have that kind of thermostat?
No, just the thermostat.
Oh.
Yeah. I was fortunate I had one that you pulled out and replaced it with another unit.
Mm-hmm.
But most thermostats, you would need a completely new thermostat.
Right.
Which can be a little bit expensive if you, obviously, it has to be installed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can assure you, long term, you get the money back with interest.
Right.
Because there's no sense in heating or cooling a house when there's nobody in it. And my house is empty for 8-10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the little tricks I learned years ago when I was living up north was a lot of times the heat wasn't that great in some of the apartments, the places that I live. I got an electric blanket. Mm-hmm. And so it could actually be cool in the room, but I was toasty and warm with the electric blanket. And that's something I still have. Even now, I have my electric blanket. And it's just the best, because it can be cooler in the house. And it's okay, because you stay nice and warm in that underneath the electric blanket. The other tip that I have is I have sheer curtains on my patio doors. And if you replace those with thicker curtains, it actually does kind of keep the cold out a little bit. Because a lot of us really don't. We don't really have the heavy curtains most people have.
Most people, like me, have blinds, which really don't keep out the
heat. No, so that's something that you can do.
Yeah.
And also to seal to upgrade the patio doors, make sure that you can replace them, kind of take a look at them and see if they have gaps.
Yeah. Where it says upgrade patio doors, which is a great one, but also I added a storm door, which is a great insulator too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because no matter how your door is insulated, it seems like there's drafts come through.
Right.
The storm door seems to stop most of that.
That's smart. And then that's also extra protection when we have hard rains and hurricanes.
Yes.
Thus the name storm door.
Yeah. Which, by the way, talking about storms, I was on the last hole playing golf yesterday, and I think it was almost a tornado came through.
Really?
All of a sudden, the wind got so strong, it was blowing huge branches and clumps of stuff across.
A little microburst, you think, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And then it started to rain like I don't think I've ever seen it rain before.
No kidding. That's kind of, how far out were you? Were you far out on the course?
Well, right on the last hole, fortunately. So
we
could get to the shelter very quickly.
That's good. That's always not a good thing when you're on a golf course in a storm, especially electrical storm. That's never good.
So it's a good thing to remember that when we have these fronts come through, they can have a lot of energy. So just be more cautious than I was.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten a lot of ice just north of us, and that's almost worse than the snow because it's so hard to get rid of, and it's just they were showing some pictures of some on the news last night of just solid ice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that black ice, I've seen many times that you get rain and it freezes and then snow on top, and you just cannot stand up, let alone drive a car through.
And it's you can't blow it away, and or shovel it away. I mean, it's almost impossible. So the good news is I'm kind of glad we didn't get any of that, the wet, sleety kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But apparently thousands and thousands of flights have been canceled all over the country, over 10,000 flights this morning, I heard. Mm-hmm. So if you are planning to fly out this week from Pensacola Airport, definitely check your flight, check the information, because we're fine here. However, where you may be going, even Atlanta, I think, had some delays, of course.
Yes.
So just be sure and check. Check your flights, because once they get back up and running, they're going to have to make up for all these flights.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how the airlines handle it.
I saw on the news this morning that people stranded for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, how miserable. That would be awful.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back here in just a minute on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here. If you have any thoughts or comments, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm hanging out this morning with Malcolm Ballinger, and I promised you that I would get you those dates. And you can get those dates right on the PensacolaMardiGras.com. Hello, website. It has all the different, makes it easy for you, has all the different events that are going on. And so I'm laughing now because the page that I had it on just went away. Hang on, let me pull it up again. So we've got the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo, which is going to be on Thursday the 12th. And then on the 14th is the parade, which will be downtown. And then we also have the big Tuesday event on the 16th. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, the second line is the name of the events going on Tuesday night. So tomorrow night, come down and participate. It'll be fun.
Just quickly, I want to mention future editions of Pensacola Magazine, especially
yes,
the wedding edition in April.
Okay.
We are doing the cover contest, as we always do. So if you are about to get married or recently married, please send in your cover-worthy photos, and you may be the winner. But even if you're not, you'll still be featured inside.
Oh,
we
love
show
that.
Everyone.
Oh, that's really great. So someone's going to be on the cover, but you'll still be in the magazine.
Still be in the magazine.
So where should they send that information?
Well, info@ballingerpublishing.com or weddings@ballingerpublishing.com.
And that's the April issue?
The April issue.
That'll be fun. And then the new issues for February are coming out soon.
Yes, they are at the printers and hopefully very early next week.
So we'll be able to talk about what's new with Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd, which always has the events, which is fun.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes, hopefully next week. Always we are subject to weather conditions, and freight seems to get lost very quickly in this weather.
That's true.
Hopefully we won't have any of those problems.
I saw a big Amazon truck that had flipped over, and all the packages and stuff were in the snow. And I thought, oh, gosh, somebody's not going to get what they ordered this week, I'm afraid. So there might be – keep that in mind if you're ordering anything online this week.
Yeah.
But also remember that now that we've got the Pensacola Ice Flyer tickets. So every Monday, Malcolm will be giving those away. So that's going to be fun.
Yes. Yeah, I really enjoy doing that. I'm really gratified that a family or group can go and have lots of fun and be exposed to ice hockey. I've said this many times, there are always lots and lots of families and young people there. It's just a fun night, and it's good to see young people enjoying themselves. And
by the way, great parking, easy to get to.
Yeah.
It's such a fun night. They got great concessions there.
Yes.
And you can just have fun.
Greg Harris, the owner, who I know very well, is a wonderful community-minded person, does great things.
So. Oh, they do. They definitely do. So we appreciate all that they do. And by the way, speaking of community-minded, Malcolm Ballinger is one of the Ballinger Publishing sponsors just about everything in town. Everywhere I go, I see Ballinger Publishing is a sponsor. So hats off to you, Malcolm, for all that you and your team do in the community.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you for being here. We're done.
Yeah, this hour went so quickly.
It was a lot of fun. I'm so grateful you came in on a cold Monday morning. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And we'll have you back again next Monday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're